and to not let what happens in life cause that to be diminished in any way whatsoever, but to keep our faith in God and our eyes on the goal of heaven and believe that we can do all things through Christ as He strengthens us. But there's also the need for self-respect. And I would hasten to suggest to you that it is extremely difficult to have the respect of others unless you have self-respect. I think there's a part of that verse that we usually quote about modest apparel that emphasizes this over in 1 Timothy 2:9. Women, adorn yourselves in modest apparel with all shamefacedness and sobriety. In those two words, shamefacedness and sobriety, is the idea of some self-respect, having respect for self. You go back to the Old Testament, to Jeremiah 6:15, and one of the problems then was they couldn't blush. They could not feel ashamed. They had no self-respect. They didn't care what they do or what they did then or what they would do. Look at what's happening today. Look at people who will appear on national television and present ideas and present themselves and present almost and sometimes the entirety of their bodies and seemingly have no care or concern whatsoever. Look at what's happening in life itself in the communities. So many people have very little self-respect. The conscience needs to be active, accusing and excusing us, Romans 2:15. We need to be able to have feelings. We need to be able to feel ashamed. When we do, we need to be able to turn to Christ, but we need to be able to feel ashamed when we do those things that are wrong. Not like those in Ephesians 4:19 who are past feeling and have given themselves over to work uncleanness and lasciviousness with greediness. We need some self-respect. It has been my observation in working with people down through the years that very few times will another person mistreat you if you respect yourself as you should. I realize that there are some times when one will force himself upon another and crime is committed. We realize that that's a part of life. But generally speaking, in dating and in other relationships, when you respect your mind and your body and yourself, other people will respect you. Self-esteem and self-respect. I believe a third partner in this, a third of the triplets, is self-control. And I think we have overlooked this in God's Word, in common sense, and in life itself. Let me just read to you for a moment a list. Don't try to follow me in the Bible, but just listen to what's said about self in several passages, about 18 or 20 of these. Teach yourself, Romans 2:21. Examine yourself, prove yourself, know yourself, 2 Corinthians 13:5. Consider yourself, Galatians 6:1. Behave thyself, 1 Timothy 3:15. Exercise thyself, 1 Timothy 4:7. Give heed to self, 1 Timothy 4:16. Keep thyself pure, 1 Timothy 5:22. Study to show thyself approved, 2 Timothy 2:15. Submit yourself to leaders, Hebrews 13:15. Keep oneself unspotted from the world, James 1:27. Submit yourself to God, James 4:7. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, James 4:10. Submit yourself to the ordinances of the land, 1 Peter 2:13. Look to yourself, 1 Peter 2:13. Keep yourself in the love of God, Jude 21. And save yourselves from this untoward generation, Acts 2:40. Does that sound as if God expects us to accept some personal responsibility? I believe the message is overwhelming, that we need self-control. Yes, there are some burdens we cast on the Lord. Yes, there are some burdens where we need each other's help. But folks, there are so many things in life, in Christian living, where we need to face the situation and realize that it is my responsibility to live my life. Oh, we say so many times we turn our lives over to God, and I think I understand what we mean. But let me hasten to emphasize that there is a sense in which God has turned life over to each of us and placed His treasure in earthen vessels and given us the responsibility to do something about it. He has given us the talents to use and is certainly not pleased when we bury those talents and try to blame the outcome on Him or on someone else. We need self-esteem. We need self-respect, and we need self-control. You will never be a Christian until you have those three, a real Christian, in the true sense of the word. You must believe that you can do everything through Christ with His help. You must respect your body and your soul, and you must respect your personal responsibility to obey the gospel and live the Christian life. Perhaps some of you need to accept that personal responsibility even now as together we stand and sing.